Hello, everybody, and welcome to Music Is Everything podcast, brought to you today by our wonderful patrons and our lovely affiliates down below. You're here with me today, Andrew Groves, and my very good friend, Matt Hornby. Matt, how are you? And what are we doing today?
Hi, Andrew. I'm great. But I think it's about time I came to you.
No.
Whoa.
Hello. Longer than one year. 3 years?
I haven't been here for 4 years.
But 100 episodes.
Oh, 100
nearly,
episodes.
Nearly. 99. Yeah. Today's 99.
Yep.
101 coming up. We've done this podcast.
For a long time.
For 100 times, maybe more. 100 times.
Yeah. Also, all the deleted scenes. There's a few of those.
Yeah, there's some. Yeah, we did. We could be 120.
All the pilots, the deleted scenes.
Not a single episode together.
No.
Is it weird?
Look at this.
Whoa.
It is quite weird, actually.
Yeah.
Although it's less weird. It's funny because we're doing the podcast now, but I've actually been in quite a few days. True. And so I've lost the weirdness of being in person. But now we're doing the podcast, actually. There's a funny place you go where you listen to your own voice and you kind of then, you've got all this stuff behind and you just kind of zone out and hear yourself and Andrew and just have a chat.
In a weird way, that's the familiarity.
Sure, yeah. It's like it's like coming to your house.
Like I close my eyes and you're not here.
Yeah, yeah. The dream.
Yeah.
It's like coming to your house, but bringing my own slippers.
Sure. Yeah.
So you're like, I feel at home instantly.
It's funny. Every time we've seen each other in real life, which hasn't been that many times, it's worth noting, pod peeps, not that many times.
What, in ever?
We've actually seen each other in person, separate dates.
Yeah. I think particularly since we've been doing the podcast, it's probably been less. But it's not often in your life that you talk to someone for like, hours. I mean, hundreds of hours and never see them. I suppose people have internet friends and that's been a thing for quite a while.
How many hours do you think? I mean, let's say 100 episodes. We definitely have made all of them at least over an hour.
Oh, on average. Like two, yeah. But say they were like even an hour and a half.
200 hours?
Yeah, and then there's the chatting aside and even just, you know, the pre-pressing record chats, post. Yeah, I think it would get on like 500 hours of speech.
Here's a question. Do you think it would be better if we did it in person?
Would it be fair? It's definitely easier.
It's easier because Zoom isn't trying to cut us off every two, every 2 seconds. That's quite annoying.
That's much easier. Yeah, actually, I think that'll be the easiest thing.
Yeah.
Is that when I can see you about to speak and like read your body language. Whereas Zoom, and you probably get this at home if you use Zoom or technology to communicate, the technology kind of, I don't know what it does. It's like prioritizes different people, this kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a funny, one thing I always think about is a particular podcast I listen to and their rule is no online guests. It's only in person. And if anything, at times it has been, cut off your nose, spite your face. Like, as in, they needed guests.
Oh, I see, but they couldn't make it.
Yeah, they're based in Japan, and Japan was just like not letting anyone in. So,
right,
they were kind of like trapped in this position, but chose like
just to
hold.
I like that. You know, stick to your principles no matter what.
It's an interesting dynamic. I think with another person, like a guest. Yeah, I suppose it's just flow and there's body language. You do get some body language over the internet.
Definitely.
But I don't think it's like, yeah, like you say, like you can feel me about to talk, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And it sounds stupid. It's in the room.
Yeah.
It's in the room, which is a very different, even when you're going to talk then. Remotely, I'd have probably gone, yeah.
I'm really bad. Let's see if we can call it, of things I'm really bad at doing He's like constantly agreeing, like, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do that.
Like, and I'm like, is that, I wonder if I do that more over the internet.
I think I do.
Like, is it a reassurance?
Is that what active listening is? When you're listening, but going, mm-hmm, I'm listening, still listening, mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think there's a lot of like, it's that thing where there's a lot of cultural leanings and apparently the noises are different. In the same way, like a huge part of learning a language is to learn the kind of filler. Oh. So in England, for example, or in English, we'd be like, arm. But, you know, here in Iceland, you'd say score, hitna, but then like in Japan, it's like, ano, like, and apparently like that's a huge part of like learning the language is that, mm-hmm. you know, like if you're trying to speak Icelandic and then you go, like those words aren't used like that. So
also I expect when it's like, uh-huh.
Sure.
You know, that's positive, but if you didn't know, and like, unsure.
I forget which reason. I want to say Pakistan, where yes means no and no means yes.
Really?
So.
Oh, is it the shaky head?
This means yes.
No way.
This means no.
Or yes way.
No, this means no. So like, I can imagine, like, again, it's funny. You forget how much, even just your impression of something is so dictated by body language and like being, you know.
Yeah.
In the presence of a person. I think there is a sense, not a sixth sense, but at least another sense of like, I don't know. Kind of like they say, you know, how people, you know, if someone's watching you, like that's meant to be a thing, right? But like, there's another one you can kind of feel someone. Their,
like a presence.
Yeah. What I don't have to be looking at you to kind of know. Maybe it's just to do with the air. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I feel like you can kind of read each other a little bit better. Maybe. I don't know.
You know, and there's like an uncomfortable silence or the elephant in the room, all these kind of ideas where there is, you walk into a room and it's like, oh.
That's a vibe.
Oh, what's going on in there?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well.
There you go.
Thanks, everyone.
But to clarify, we are actually in Iceland.
We are. It doesn't look like it.
Which you might have guessed. If you're on video, you can see Andrew's studio. Which
new angles.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
But same but different. Mm. And so it's worth me saying that it's a very deep and important pleasure to be in Iceland because it's just a great place to be.
It's not bad. It's in a pretty good place at the moment. Good autumn coming in. We've had some nice walks.
We have.
Seen some lovely colours. Seen some nice nature. And hopefully we're going to be able to share that with you coming up in our extra special 100th episode.
Yeah, that's next week, by the way, so don't miss out. And if all goes well, I mean, if all goes terribly, you'll be like, why did they hype that up and it's just the same? But if all goes well, it should be something a bit different,
as is kind of truly the Icelandic nature. And anyone who's ever been here, it's, everything is just dependent on the weather, so it could just be the most sun-kissed adventure there ever was, and just some kind of utopian dream of alien landscapes, or it could be an absolute washout. Right now it's sitting at either which way, so
it's a gamble. It could like be like all the best
watching
things.
Like two wet rats scramble around a rock, but
spoilers,
we wanted to do something a little bit different, and we felt it was actually like time to actually celebrate doing 100 episodes.
Yeah, which is kind of part of the reason I came here, because I'm like, it's been a while. Do you know what? It's quite a thing. It's quite a lot of time spent and a lot of numbers gained, a stairway ascended. But no, we're really grateful for all of you guys for listening.
Thank you.
And watching. And
you got Matt here.
Yeah.
You're the reason that Matt could come here. We actually got to make that, at least that, happen.
Yeah, sure.
You know, that's the first thing. It's also like our first thing. It's just like, Matt, you can come here and we can do that's an option.
Yeah.
You know, the you know, and I think it's, you know, we can kind of get onto that, I suppose. Like, it's funny when you get up to 100 things. We've both kind of really tried to just make this like a, I think the best word we've used is like a sidecar to our lives.
Mm-hmm.
It's been just like a lot constantly parallel. And we've just been like, we're just going to get our heads down. We're just going to chip away at it. And to kind of keep it in the realm of, you know, in the same way that when we talk to one another, it's never short. And there's always like something going on in our lives that we need to like, oh yeah, this happened, or, you know, good and bad.
Mm.
And kind of, you know, again, trying to, and exciting each other and talking about things that we care about. And, you know, they might not be in the same realm, but that's kind of what this podcast was kind of built on, this idea of sharing.
Yeah.
You know, and I think, you know, both of our passions, you know, are greatly, part of and affected by sharing and being able to find something new, and that, you know, that high almost when, you know, you find something that's been under your nose all this time and you have no idea, whether it's an artist, whether it's a book, whether it's, you know, music, whether it's whatever, and you find that new thing and it, you know, it's like, whether it's just a great album or anything, and it's, you just consume it and you can't, you know, you can't get enough of that thing. And it really puts into perspective, you know, just how much is going on while you sleep, you know, yeah, with your eyes, while you're, you know, what it's so easy to feel like you are aware of every genre and every artist and every scene, mm-hmm, you know, and every author and every whatever. And you feel like you've kind of got that covered, and then, you know, something new happens. And obviously new kids are born and they have better ideas and, yeah, you know, yeah, like it's kind of constantly recycling. So kind of part of, you know, Matt coming here was kind of like, okay, I feel like we want to sort of get back to that idea.
Yeah, what's the point?
Yeah, exactly.
Not because we feel like we lost the point, but it's more just like remembering,
yeah,
the point. And yeah, like Andrew's saying, like sharing is everything. And like one of the reasons I was interested in starting something like a podcast was my love of like new music and discovery on the radio, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which I've mentioned before, but yeah, new music was something that's kind of been a bit of a red thread, obviously because it's a music podcast, but really actually inspired by everyone on the Discord and listening parties and COVID, knowing way more music than we did and way more finger on the pulse than at least what I feel like I've upped my game in that respect. And
it highlights how actually, I mean, you know, we said it quite a lot early on, you realize how, I don't know, how much of a bubble your music taste is and how easy it is to kind of recycle your own, sure, music collection. You just find an album you haven't listened to for ages and you're not really kind of bringing any new blood in.
Definitely.
And I think, and it's a good place to do that. Shout out Discord. Didn't know what Discord was, didn't care about what Discord was, didn't know how to work a Discord, but thank you enormously to the lovely Anne and the lovely Ray, who've been our kind of keepers. come on, Granddad. And and they, you know, we've got this wonderful community who, we found so many artists that we still know and love today.
Some real faves, actually.
And even just in a casual, I've got, you know, I've been with friends, you know, outside of this, they exist. And then just being like, oh my God, you know, have you checked out these bands, or you should like check out this Discord or whatever, you know, like there is, it's kind of, I suppose, open source learning, because you're just, we're so lucky to have such a great community. Everyone's so kind and so sharing, but also like so varied.
Mm-hmm.
We've been so lucky. We've got so many different countries, so many different backgrounds, mm-hmm, all kind of like feeding in, and it's like this constant influx, like of new music and again, like new, even people's stories, you know, stuff that you wouldn't even listen to, but you know, maybe someone's like, oh, this song really means a lot to me, and you would have never taken the time to listen to it in any other way, but someone's recommended it, and that's why you're going to do that. You know, that's why you're being respectful and, you know, reciprocating. And actually then you end up finding something, you're like, wow, I would have never
gone there.
Even a band maybe you were like, oh, I'm not really into, we've all had loads of really popular, like, comment is always like, this is, you know, this band, like, this is Iron Maiden or whatever, you know, like, and we're like, or, you know, or like, I think we all had it like, or I think it was Alter Bridge or someone like that. We were like, oh, I thought they were completely different for this.
I had that the other day, you know, I was with some friends checking out some music, kind of like, you know, in-person playlisting and DJing. And just a few of us, and I put on a song by Damien Rice, right? Nice. And my friend, who has a fantastic music taste, by the way, he was like, is this what Damien Rice sounds like? I thought, yeah, well, obviously, because it's him. Look. And he's like, I had no idea that's what it was. And this is sick. This is great. And it is funny, that expectation thing. And then when you kind of lift the curtain and go, actually, this is what it's about.
Yeah.
Just going, oh, right. And then going, I'm in. Game on.
It's a shame. Also, I think, like, we talk about it so often, how, like, prejudiced you can be as well about something. Or, you know, I think it's so easy, certainly when you start wrapping things up in, like, other, you know, parts of your life, like, I don't mind it, but the guitarist, he's just not really my thing. You know, like, you find a million reasons to want to, you know, even just, you don't like the look of them. And it's true. It's so true. It's pathetic, but it's so true. I've just been like, or even someone's played me a band and I'm like, let me guess, they wear these clothes, they look like this, they did it. Like, I've done it so many times, and it's really taught me to eat humble pie. And
it's
so
like, it's just like the general first impressions thing.
Oh, exactly. Like, you know, couldn't be more wrong. Or, you know, find an artist that I end up loving. And even kind of kept coming along to even the artist series we've done, you know, we've done quite a few artists now that I definitely had no idea about. And it's good to have a pressure to, like,
yes, a reason.
Yeah, and be like, you know, it's one thing being like, oh, sure, I'll check out. Someone's like, oh, I'll check out this band. You're like, yeah, sure, I'll check one out. We'll check it out. But it's another thing to be like, oh, okay, I need to, like, go through some of the discography you know. And again, like, that's, you know, like, Mogwai, still listen to a ton.
Bangers, yeah.
St. Vincent, still listen to a ton. Oh, like,
bangers.
Like, you know, added to my music collection. I've definitely been very aware of both those artists for a really long time and have never endeavored. And there's still more. We talk about, you know, kind of adding more in. There's still like a huge swathe of artists that we're both like, oh, actually, I've never bothered.
Or had a reason to.
Yeah. And it's easy to think that everyone has the same music taste as you, or everyone like, oh, you don't know this artist?
You don't know Damien Rice.
Exactly.
Well, in that spirit, we thought we'd basically bring back regular new music thinking.
Yes.
So we're going to be doing that regularly.
Yes.
Talking of schedules, the podcast will now be every couple of weeks. Well, I say couple, that sounds a bit like vague, but specifically every 2 weeks. And we're going to see how that goes. It's a positive change. It's going to be a wonderful thing. We just like to make sure we're putting our energies into the right areas and making it as good as it can be. So,
and it seemed like everything, like, looking at what we were doing and what we wanted to do, again, like, trying to really focus in on an effective way for us to share our sharing experience. And sometimes that can come in from a weird angle or whatever. But I think something I've always been passionate about, and something that really, you know, attracted me to the podcast, and obviously then when this came up, and obviously then with the Discord and all these functions, like how much of a kind of gift giving thing that was. And then also, like, how much of a gift that can be, you know, reciprocally. You know, I found so many artists that, or just things that I had no idea even existed. And then, now they're such a huge part of me. And I wouldn't have had that if it wasn't for someone else giving it to me. I really, you know, we're really excited about this idea of, you can come here and guaranteed you're going to get something new. Mm-hmm. Whereas we've been doing, you know, this kind of artist focused thing, we still feel like there's room to maneuver, and we still think like we'd like to kind of bring in a kind of wider sharing thing. There's some even, we'd kind of like to even, you know, be able to tackle more things, maybe kind of more music things. Mm-hmm. Maybe we could even look at kind of, you know, like a closer look at actual music and stuff like these things. But all of these things require kind of a lot more time and a lot more production.
Sure.
And so we figured it would be the best kind of eventuality. Whereas if we had that 2 weeks rather than it be every week, mm-hmm. we could kind of put double the energy into basically
each one.
Yeah, exactly. And be able to kind of maybe just take it that little bit further. So it was kind of a, you know, like a resolution that we came to.
Yeah.
But the idea being that we could kind of, with everything we wanted to chase, we're like, oh man, that's going to take so much time.
Yeah, I know.
And
you
so
yourself too thin.
But we also felt like we were kind of holding back and not being able to give it, you know, each one 100% in that way. So we kind of want to kind of refocus things, mm-hmm. and we're going to aim for this. We're going to do this. So after this, after episode 100, it'll be every
next week,
every 2 weeks. But like I say, we really want to open it up and make sure that we're still going to be doing the artist things. We want to bring back new music heavily.
And on that,
yes.
Should we talk about some new music?
Talk about some new music, Matt. Who are your new music pop pickers?
My song of the week, or the episode, or just the moment. This is really good, by the way. And if you know it already, and it's weird me looking at the camera because I never look at the camera. I'm normally kind of, we're trying to work out all these angles of like trying to make it look the same.
Sure.
But not freak you out by making it look too different. And yeah, it's kind of, I'm settling. I could get
I'm settling into it. I'm settling into it.
Yeah. So this will end in 4 hours. Right. You know, Lana Del Rey.
Yeah.
So Lana Del Rey has a new album. A new album out.
Has she been away for a while? I feel like she has.
She's pretty regular, to be honest. I'm going to do that thing where I just look up how regularly she has been around.
Because I think I was last familiar with her output. I think, is it Ultraviolence? I had that record.
Ultraviolence.
Is that the one she did with Dan Auerbach from the Black Keys?
That's 2014. Okay, so you've got a bit of catching up to do.
Granddad.
Honeymoon, 2015. Lust for Life, 2017. Norman fucking Rockwell, 2019. This is like 2 years on the trot.
Jesus.
In fact, it literally is every 2 years.
Okay.
Oh no. In 2021, Chemtrails Over the Country Club, which I think I've mentioned on here, which I really like the album. And then Blue Bannisters, also in 2021. And then in 2023, an album called Did You Know That There's a Tunnel Under Ocean Boulevard?
Okay.
I'm really trying to say Boulevard. Boulevard. Say Boulevard, right. So yeah, it's a new album. So, story. This summer, went on an aircraft. We've talked a lot about planes and their the way they affect our brains and our...
Spains.
Yeah, on the planes. The way they kind of affect your mood and your listening experience and kind of create this... You're kind of bending space and time, and then it's kind of making you cry, basically. Everything feels a bit more weighty. But I was getting on a plane, like walking on it, and it had boarding music, which I didn't even realize was a thing.
I've never heard.
It's very relaxing. When you're in your comfy wear, because you're about to sit on a plane for a while, and there's a little soundtrack going on. I think I tried to Shazam it, but it didn't come up. But anyway, I have paused because I don't know how I then found... Oh no, I think I Googled what the boarding music of this airline was.
So it was playing in the airport or playing on the plane?
On the plane.
Okay.
So you go through all the airports.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah. Sometimes it's like... But it's usually like kind of... Boeing 747. You can, you know...
Yeah. Welcome to Thank You Airlines.
I think Iceland Air play that.
Oh, do they? Yeah, okay. Anyway, so the song that was playing was a song by Syml, S-Y-M-L, capital letters, called I Wanted to Leave, in brackets, I've just written that, I Knew It Was Me EP. It's from I Knew It Was Me EP. God, this is going well, isn't detective. It, Matt?
How much a detective?
The, Matt, a pet detective. The, basically,
yeah.
This version I heard had lyrics, so I looked this song up. I thought, what is this called? Piano song. And it came up with this simile character. Mm-hmm. But actually, what Lana Del Rey has done is on her latest album, which is called Did You Know That There's a Tunnel Under Ocean Boulevard, she has a song called Paris, Texas, feat, simile. And actually, it's not really featuring him. It is his piano song.
Okay.
With her singing over the top.
Ooh, what came first? Do you know?
The simile.
Okay. So she heard it and was like, she was like, fat melody.
Yeah, check banger. This. I'll just sing on your thing and then call it mine featuring you.
Okay.
It's kind of the other way around, actually. It's simile featuring Lana Del Rey on top.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm sure she is very grateful for.
Yeah, sure. But it's a very good, version, actually. It's very like melancholic. I went on YouTube and because I'd heard it on streaming, but I went on YouTube just to read some of the comments, and there's some great ones. Like I should read them out really, but I feel like I'm a China doll dancing on a lake of ice in the moonlight. And lots of people just having these very kind of profound, melancholic, I think is the right word, experiences with the song.
Oh, that's not the lyrics. That's a comment.
No, that's a comment on the, it's not even a video. It's just the album cover and the track. Right. But yeah, it's just a really good vibe. The melody, the piano melody is beautiful and the piano sound itself, very headphones.
Okay. Is it just piano?
Yeah, piano, a little touch of strings on the Lana version. And oh, it's just beautiful. It's a really nice melody, and you may have heard it. It's kind of like you'd expect it to be ideal advert music.
Okay.
It could have been everywhere, but this is where I heard it, on a plane.
Right. And she heard it on a plane.
She might have, done it without her voice, and then she upsold. Right. Yeah, you like this, but do you want the version with me on it?
So, Simmel's version has a name.
Yes.
And then her version is now Paris, Texas. Is that based on the film Paris, Texas?
I didn't know there's a film. Yeah, his is called I Wanted to Leave.
Okay, it's quite a classic film. Because she's kind of in that, like, kind of Once Upon a Time in America, there's Marilyn Monroe. Like, that's kind of her...
Marilyn Monroe is bang on.
Spaced out model kind of...
But it's also her...
Nuclear family.
I thought that with... A new album being called Did You Know That There's a Tunnel Under Ocean Boulevard? Mm. Ocean Boulevard, from memory, is in Los Angeles. Mm. So it's all very, very themed, very consistent around that, like you say. Mm. Kind of, what's the latest movie from, it's Brad Pitt, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Quentin Tarantino. Once Upon a Time in America?
Yes, yeah. Kind of that vibe.
I think it's Once Upon a Time.
Once Upon a Time.
Which is obviously the...
In Hollywood.
Is it? Okay, yeah. And it's the Manson family. And
yes. Yeah. But the vibe of that, like the, 60s, 70s, crispy, you know, sepia tones.
Yeah, and your kind of bowling shirt. Exactly.
And the work shirt, mechanics.
She
did
the one I remember her doing with Dan Auerbach. I think he produced it. And it was very it was cool because... It was kind of very classic rock influence, like a little too much if you ask me, but there was some very classic sounding riffs, like really classic sounding riffs that like if you bought a CD that was like classic rock hits.
You'd expect that.
Some of the riffs from some of those songs.
But you expect...
Were on that. And I was like, it's kind of like, you know...
What, in that they sounded really similar to existing songs?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Specifically?
Like...
Not just vibe. Like
more than once.
Oh, wow, okay.
But yeah. It was cool.
But I guess he brings
the
blues
And she did her own, you know, like... A bit libelous maybe, but she put her own, like, thing on it and it was, like, it was cool. I really liked seeing her with a slightly more immediate backing.
Yeah, because she's quite, I mean, this is the opposite.
Demure.
It's floaty and just very lazily cool.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
or lazily beautiful. Like very just float in and out of the cocktail bar kind of vibes, you know, with your entourage. But it's really worth a listen. The original and this one, I'm going to say, similar feat, Lana Del Rey.
Classy.
I've got you. But yeah, we'll put some links below as per the usual. Andrew, what's your tune?
Straight up and simple these days, but actually, I just think they're a lovely, lovely bunch of rock and rollers. Funny enough, I think I first became aware of them via the Discord. I'm not entirely sure who recommended them, but I think they are either on their way to a new record coming out, or they're kind of releasing just some hard-hitting singles. But the band Calvin Louise have a brand new single out called Square One, mm-hmm. which actually, usually when bands release stuff fairly, you know, like one at a time with a fair bit of space between them,
mm-hmm.
they're either kind of leading up to an EP or some kind of record. Usually it's like best song first or whatever. I feel like they're just getting better and better. Okay. Every single, like Third Class Citizen, I think was actually, I mean, they're all bangers, and here's the Spanish word, and I've forgotten the name.
Spanish word?
Not maravilloso. I can't remember the name of the word. Maybe we'll bing. But they're second, like absolutely raging singles.
Okay.
A three piece, guitar, bass, drums. But what's cool is the bassist seems to be pretty dab hand at, with his hands. And he like builds all their rigs, and whoa, he built her like a kind of like a T-bar, where basically like she can have her like MIDI piano like over her pedal board, but then she can also do that and it slides and disappears.
That's pretty great. Rad.
And for like, as in if you're going to like do a piano solo and go like, like it's pretty strong look. She's really into the Unreal Engine, and so I think she does all their videos, and they're so like maximum quality,
maximum
like
future
kind of big vibes. And they got like a real cool little kind of niche little angle that they're really,
can I guess, style?
Yeah.
Is it,
have you not heard it?
No, I think
you
so.
Have. It's definitely been on the Discord playlist.
Is it quite immediate?
It's screaming.
Like, so hard rock vibes.
Yeah.
Probably.
Big riffs.
Okay, riffs. Fine.
Big.
Is it similar to that Vukovi band?
There are some similarities. There are some, I would say, like, and again, I think why they stood out, they've got the riffs.
Mm-hmm.
They've also got the hits.
What a package.
They got the melodies where it counts. They got the groove where it counts.
Mm-hmm.
That word is like just, you can see it live, but it, you know, like if you get a thing in your eye and it's just kind of just out of sight, it's not like misterioso. It's like,
oh, it's about the Spanish one.
It's like, we are the something.
I've just got Huevos Rancheros.
It's about here in my mind. And that's where it's just gonna hit me like a ton of bricks in a minute. But yeah, super immediate, big production.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say like there's a bit of Muse influence in there. I think there could be almost a bit of Marmosets in there. But then also like,
ooh, nice.
Yeah, like the Vukovi thing, definitely that kind of mix and the groove. But there seems to be a like just a slightly different spin. I'm assuming that maybe there's some Spanish in there as well, as far as a kind of flavoring.
Are they Spanish?
I'm assuming they have, being a Spanish title, that you would, maybe they would assume that.
Is the album a Spanish title?
No. This particular song. I think they've done three songs
okay,
they've
fine.
Put out, and I think the middle one is a Spanish title, and it's driving me wild. But
okay. Let's go with whoever's Rancheros.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. But this third single, Square One, in my opinion, even better. They're just climbing up and up. So I was just, I just love to see it.
Okay.
You know, when you just like, go get it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
So firm, big finger, you know.
Big fan, but
I'm a huge fan. And I feel like they're just getting better and better. And like watching, I keep seeing their social media keeps coming my way and watching like what they're doing behind the scenes, especially with like all the videos. And then obviously, yeah, like I think he's building all their pedal boards, like building them like a lighting rig and everything like that.
Nice.
Love it. Like love it.
High tech DIY.
Yeah.
I think that's the few, that's the kids you got to watch out for.
And just dream building.
Yeah.
Just like, let's make it.
But it's all possible. Like if you can code or use Unreal Engine, things like that, your world is possible.
Yeah.
Entirely.
Yeah. So I'm excited. I can't wait to see where they're going
to
go.
I mean, I need to check that out, actually. It sounds, I've heard the name, have they been around a while? The name's been around.
I found them on Discord. I remember hearing Third Class Citizen on the Discord. And then after that, I added them to my Spotify. And then I've got the other singles since then. But we definitely listened to that song a few times on the listening the listening parties.
Sweet. Well, so, I'll check it out again.
Big fan.
Nice.
Thanks, Discord.
Well, yeah, check out both of them in the links below. And, we also have something else to say, just to tag it on the end. We're going to have, if you're interested in some Music Is Everything swag,
woof,
you might not have long to wait.
That's it. We've been swagging away.
We've been, in a way, swagging away in the background. So, yeah, keep your ears to the ground and we'll let you know when that's all good to go.
Absolutely. Well, I suppose there's just nothing left to say but thanks.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, everyone. 100 thanks.
I mean, ironically, this is 99, so...
Well, yeah, okay, 99 thanks.
99 thanks, but on behalf of 100.
Yeah, on behalf thanks of 100. Again.
Yeah. And, yeah, thanks from us too.
Yeah, thanks to everyone who's, you know, shared everything we've done. Thanks to everyone who's joined the Discord. Thanks to everyone who subscribed. Thanks to everyone who... Just give them a shit. Thanks to Anne. Thanks to Ray. Thanks to James. Thanks to everyone who's participated, become such a valued member of the Discord community. It's been such an unexpected value.
Yeah,
I didn't expect to get that out of this. It just kind of became such a thing. And it's become, it's so, you know, like if you ever, just the first time you grow a plant and you're like, ah.
Yeah, you know, it grew.
Yeah, it's like it's just such a little healthy environment, and we're so really proud of it.
Nice.
And yeah, this is just the beginning. We kind of was like, 100. Are we gonna, you know, sort of eat, you know, do a cookie challenge? Yeah. And we're like, no, I feel like this is just the start of what we want to do. And I feel like it's taken us this long.
Yeah, just to get warmed up.
Yeah, just to really get the priorities and what we want to do. And it feels like this is kind of the beginning of all those ideas. So we're super excited and we hope we are too. And we'll see you. Well, we'll see 100, you'll see us.
You will.
And at 101, we'll see you.
Nice. Good see morning. You and thank you and bye.
Bye.
See ya.